Tomorrow is tax day here in the United States. For most of us, that means either getting a refund in a check or forking over a substantial chunk of money to the federal government, usually also in a check. But in Mexico, paying taxes is sometimes as easy as painting, if you're a professional artist at least. Since 1957, Mexico has allowed artists to submit artwork in exchange for money during tax time, and it means the government now owns an amazing, a breathtaking collection of artwork. Giving us details now is Julian Zugazagoitia. He is the director of El Museo de Barrio here in New York City. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you tell me why the country of Mexico started this program in the 1950s?
Well, I think Mexico has a long tradition of having a great respect for their artists and an admiration for what they bring to the cultural heritage. So in the 50s, there was a situation in which an artist was going to go to jail over tax debts. And so David Alfaro Siqueiros, one of the great muralists, and Dr. Atl Murillo, which is another great painter of Mexico, went to the head of the tax system and talked over if there was a possibility of an amnesty, and saying this is a very important artist, maybe he can paint with art. And little by little, the program got started. And today, Mexico's Ministry of Finance and Public Credit owns more than 4,000, almost 5,000 works of art by that kind of system. And today, a living artist can give works of art in lieu of taxes. And of course, there's a system so that it's high quality, that it's great art. But it's an amazing way for artists to contribute to enrich the natural, the cultural heritage of Mexico.
Well, we spoke yesterday with a Mexican artist named Pablo Vargas Lugo, and here's what he had to say about the program.
What I try to give is stuff that is good work and is representative of what I've been doing in any given year. And because I know that this thing will be there for decades to come, and it will be probably hanging in somebody's office, or they will take it to some embassy or whatever. So yeah, it's part of now. It's part of my system of work. I know that I have to give so many pieces every year to this program.
And so, Julian, actually, the Mexican government, as I said before, now owns some amazing masterpieces from Diego Rivera and Leonora Carrington. But there is also a movement of pushing the United States to try and get this kind of program here. They say that it shows Mexico has a higher value for their artists than the Americans do.
Totally, totally. And I think the Association of Art Museum Directors, for instance, to which I belong, we have been trying to talk to our legislators in the United States to make that possible. It would enrich our institutions, it would enrich the museums, and it would give also the artists a way of actively being part of the art world. So it would be very important for all of us that the U.S. would mimic. The U.S. has always been in the forefront of philanthropy, but for once, Mexico has a very good example that I think would be interesting to replicate here.
Julian Zugazagoitia is the director of El Museo de Barrio in New York City.
It's a way of making sure that some of your work is actually properly kept, that it's exhibited, and that becomes part of a national endowment of art and culture.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.